see in seasons where I felt stuck, I realized I needed voices around me that spoke faith into me, not fear. That shift in community made a difference. Hi, family. Welcome back to If Only One Overcomes. I'm your host, Katie Lee, and I'm so grateful you're here with me today. Over these past few weeks, we've been walking through what it looks like to overcome, whether it's financial trauma, learning to celebrate your wins, or simply finding strength in God's timing. Today, we're turning our eyes towards tomorrow. This episode is all about preparing for a brighter future, because no matter what your past has looked like, no matter what your present feels like, you are not stuck here. And God has more for you, and your future can shine brighter than your yesterday. We have to start by envisioning a hopeful future and creating a vision for tomorrow. A brighter future begins with a clear vision. It's about imagining a life you want to live and believing that change is possible. Reflect on what a brighter future might look like. Improve relationships, personal growth, healing from trauma, financial stability, spiritual growth, or achieving a long-held dream. You see, there's power in hope. Hope is fuel. It sustains us when circumstances tempt us to give up. Let's take a look at two biblical insights. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope. Overcomers, there was a moment in my own journey where everything felt uncertain, like the pieces of my life didn't make sense. But then I caught a glimpse of something more. It wasn't a complete picture yet, but it was enough. A whisper from God reminded me that my story wasn't over. So let's take a look at four practical steps to creating lasting change. 1. Set clear, achievable goals. Don't try to change everything at once. Start small and specific. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try saying, I will walk 15 minutes 3 times a week. Ask yourself, if my future self could thank me for one step I take today, what would it be? 2. Develop an action plan. Break your vision into today's steps and tomorrow's steps. For example, today research a class, tomorrow register for the class. Track progress visually with a vision board or a prayer journal so you can literally see God's faithfulness in motion. Remember, transformation doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time through obedience and consistency. 3. Build a supportive environment. Evaluate your circle. Who is cheering for you? Who is draining you? Seek out community, whether it's a Bible study, a mastermind group, or simply one friend who speaks life into you. You see, in seasons where I felt stuck, I realized I needed voices around me that spoke faith into me, not fear. That shift in community made a difference. 4. Embrace flexibility and resilience. Understand setbacks don't mean failure. They mean you're in progress. So shift your perspectives. When something doesn't work, ask God, what are you teaching me here? Instead of saying, why me? Because sometimes the very door that closed was God protecting you from what wasn't aligned with your future. Detours aren't dead ends. They're a divine direction. When your plan changes, it just may be God setting you up for something better. Well, overcomers, we are at the end. This week, I challenge you to write down one vision for your future, no matter how big or small. Then take one step, just one, towards that vision. Maybe it's making a phone call, setting aside time to pray, signing up for a class, or writing in your journal. Every step counts, and God honors your faith in action. Overcomers, You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't need to have every detail written down. You just need to believe that your tomorrow can be better than your yesterday and trust that God holds your future in His hands. Now ask yourself, what does my brighter future look like? And what am I willing to do today to move closer to it? Next week, we'll continue this journey with a conversation on looking back and moving forward. How reflecting on where you've been can give you the momentum to step boldly into what's next. You don't want to miss it. Now, if this episode encouraged you today, please share it with someone who might need to hear this reminder too. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It helps more overcomers find this podcast and join our healing community. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at If Only One Overcomes for more encouragement and prayers. And as always, remember, your life is too important because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Until the next episode, God bless.